T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steven, 10 in the morning now, here, 8:49 on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
In Mexico City, Chiefs turn back Chargers 24-17.
Two.
Family of dead swatting victim files lawsuit naming 4 Wichita police officers.
One.
Man shot and killed inside his pickup in southeast Wichita. No one in custody. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All week long this week, we've got some crack sealing and pavement repairs going on northbound on I-235 north of Central. Now, that starts each day from 9 a.m., goes on till 4 p.m. Kind of a moving construction zone there, so you'll need to be cautious. Again, that's northbound on I-235 north of Central. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 68 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 49. Wednesday, partly cloudy. 70% chance for late day showers at a high of 65. Now partly cloudy. Northwest wind at 5 miles per hour and 41 degrees. Symptoms on a Brazilian woman's hands led to a life-threatening diagnosis.
This is House Call for Health. Doctors will tell you that symptoms of a serious disease can be subtle. Case in point, a 73-year-old woman in Brazil who went to a dermatologist because her hands were hurting her. They were itchy and they didn't look right. Her palms were soft like velvet and they had little lines on them. Her doctors said this could be a rare skin disorder. But writing in the New England Journal of Medicine, they also suspected something dire. Lung cancer. Medical experts have documented a connection between lined, velvety palms and cancer. And sure enough, the woman had been coughing for a year and had lost weight and had a pack-a-day smoking habit. The woman did indeed have lung cancer, a case of the body trying to tell you something. But the message may not be clear to the untrained eye. The woman underwent 2 rounds of chemo. It's not known if she survived. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
U.S. home building jumped 3.8% in October, a positive sign for the overall economy as developers anticipate steady demand. Commerce Department said today housing starts reached a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.31 million. Stock market inched higher Monday, the latest nudge in the record-setting 6-week run, as markets wait for the next development in the trade talks between the United States and China. The Dow gained 31 points, S&P rose just under 2 points, and the NASDAQ gained 9. And some news this morning with business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Textron Aviation already fielding interest in its Cessna Citation Longitude for use beyond executive transportation. Company says there will be more special missions demand for 2 more of the newest Wichita-built aircraft. Textron Aviation announced at the Dubai Air Show that the Japanese Civil Aviation Bureau has bought a Longitude. It will be used for light inspection operations. Groundwork has started on the 2-story, 24,000-square-foot building Hutton Construction is planning for its new headquarters. The company pulled a $5 million permit for the work now happening at Douglas and Sycamore. It's on the outside of the Delano Catalyst site. Hutton says the building is an investment in its workforce. The building is expected to be complete in a year. The Trump administration has granted an extension for U.S. companies to do business with a blacklisted Chinese company. Commerce Department announced Monday a new 90-day extension allowing U.S. companies limited engagements with Huawei and its non-U.S. affiliates. In May, Huawei, is that the way you say it? I'm not sure.
Huawei put on the
blacklist, citing worries the company posed a national security risk. That's news there, business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning with Steve and Ted. The United Auto Workers Union has begun to focus bargaining on Fiat Chrysler, raising the possibility of another strike against a Detroit automaker. Ford workers ratified their contract Friday night, while the union settled with General Motors last month after a 40-day strike that shut down the company's U.S. production. Ford mostly followed the pattern agreement set at GM, but analysts say the deal will cost Fiat Chrysler a lot more money because of the demographics of its workforce.
Okay.
I would anticipate that or assume that's because they've got a younger workforce and they're going to make different demands. Or maybe it's the other way. Maybe it's older workforce making different demands. 8:54 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Ted, today is National, it's World Toilet Day. Yeah, designated by the United States General Assembly.
Well, I'll just flush my mind. And
is coordinated every year by a partnership between UN Water and governments around the world. In other words, this has to do with water and conservation,
yeah, right,
things like that. Today we talk about the one invention that's kept hidden behind closed doors, but is undeniably important.
Well, heck yes.
Somebody the other day was talking about the new Wichita baseball stadium is going to have a, I think my son-in-law got a tour or something of what they were doing over there. I think Eric Thummel, my son-in-law, got a tour, and they were saying that there is basically a restroom and a vending vending place, you know, about every 15 feet.
That's what modern stadiums have.
Yeah, it's one of the attractions because the old Lawrence Dumont Stadium didn't have a lot of good toilet
facilities. Left something to be desired.
Yeah, sure did. All right, coming up here at 9 o'clock this morning with Steve and Ted. Police are looking for a suspect in a Wichita homicide. That story and more news at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Beautiful day on tap, high of 68 degrees, right now partly cloudy and 41.
Want to financially...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.